The text this morning is the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." I have divided my thoughts, my comments on this verse of our Bible into two parts, and I should like to read them to you now. Part one. It is said of sports that timing is everything. A mistake in timing can turn a touchdown into a loss of yardage, a home run into a pop-up. Suspense in the theater is all a matter of timing, too. Will the hero arrive in time to save the lady in distress? Timing can affect our real lives quite dramatically also. Much of what the world calls success depends on being in the right place at the right time. Martha considered timing to be critical in the case of her brother's death. If Jesus had been there, she lamented, Lazarus would not have died. It wasn't that Jesus carried some wonder drug with him to cure diseases. Martha had seen Jesus regularly heal the sick by his divine power, by speaking the word. She knew that Jesus would have healed Lazarus if he had arrived sooner. But now, timing, it was too late. The touchdown pass was blocked. The ball game was over. Lazarus had died. Or was it too late? Martha undoubtedly remembered the message Jesus sent back when he heard of Lazarus' illness. He said, "This sickness is not unto death." Jesus had never lied about anything or deceived anyone. Could that mean that he would still work a miracle? Would he raise Lazarus from the dead? He had raised the dead before this on 2 occasions. But the body of Lazarus lay decaying in the grave. Martha was torn between grief and hope, but her faith told her to rely on Jesus. She could not understand it, but she confessed, "I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask, even now." Her brother lay dead, and still she trusted in the Lord. Jesus always stands ready to help those who believe in him. He does not abandon them or us. Let us not abandon him. He gave himself into death to redeem us from sin and death. He opened the way to eternal life for us by rising victorious from the dead. No matter how hopeless we might consider matters to be at times, we still have reason to rely on Christ. By his works and his words, we know he will answer our prayers and give us all that we need. Part 2. An air of mystery surrounds the doctrine of a bodily resurrection. To some, it seems like more of a dream than a reality. We think of it as something far off at some future time. We have difficulty receiving the comfort we should from it simply because we do not see it take place. We have never seen anyone rise from the dead. As a result, we can easily slip into a here and now way of thinking that can undermine the gospel. The doctrine of the resurrection can quickly fade away into the background as though it were something uncertain and of little importance. In our day, all the talk about politics, poverty, pollution, peace, prosperity, they all call us to social action in response to a social gospel. Most religious leaders today seem to call for a resurrection of society and forget about the resurrection of bodies. It is certainly true that Christianity, when it is properly taught, is a here and now religion. It's urgent to be so. But the resurrection adds the most important dimension. It makes Christianity not only a here and now, but a forever religion. It carries us beyond today into eternity. And this is so only because of Christ. His words illustrate the point. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." With these words, he directs our thoughts to eternity and the everlasting life which he alone is able to give. So we don't have to just dream about the resurrection. We already have it in our possession through faith in Jesus. He who once died for our sins is alive again. Through faith in him, we have new life, new hope. In him, we have our resurrection and our life. And concerning it, we conclude just as Martha did, saying, "Yes, Lord, I believe." This does not mean that we will not have anything more to do in this life of earth. The very opposite is true. For besides our other responsibilities, we have the supreme task and the wonderful privilege of bringing this life to others. Let us conclude our devotion today by singing hymn number 382, starting with stanza 3 and then to the end. Lazarus got a visitor.